And where have you chosen, Nigel?
Funnily enough, I have actually chosen the Heaven nightclub that used to exist in Greenwood Place.
Okay, now tell us about Heaven. Let's start with it geographically. Where was it?
Okay, so it was at the sort of northeast end of Greenwood Place, so opposite where Landspeed Records is now, and above a kebab shop and a fitness centre, which is quite funny.
Right. What was Heaven?
Heaven was a nightclub. Mm-hmm. It existed through most of the 90s and closed in 2000. It was probably the most infamous nightclub of its day. It was also a gay and lesbian nightclub. And so a lot of people of a certain generation, that was where they went. But I think one of the great things about Canberra nightclubs, particularly gay and lesbian nightclubs, is that they're really for everyone. Because there's only one place. So, sure, the gay and lesbian community go there, but pretty well anybody who wants to have a good night goes there. So I remember a lot of women used to go there because it was safe, mm-hmm. and a lot of blokes would go there because it was a heck of a lot of fun.
So was it lots of, like, a place where you would just go and dance, or was there a place to hang out as well?
There was a bar, and then there were seating areas and little nooks and crannies, and there certainly was a dance floor. Some really great DJs went through there, you know, international DJs. And then there was also a back bar. I think it was called the back bar, B-A-K. I was actually really scared to go behind there. Because I didn't know what was going on. And I'd heard an urban myth that it was mattresses.
Oh, so it was a bit of an orgy room.
Well, that's what I thought. I was too scared because I'm a very shy guy, and then finally thought I'm gonna go and just see what happens. You know, take the risk. And it was actually just a very small bar.
Oh, really? Yeah. So no mattresses.
No, and they just played lovely music.
Right. And was it a more sort of social place in there where you could have a chat with somebody?
You could have a chat. And they played sort of more 60s and 70s music on record, like James Bond theme. So outside in the main room was thumper, thumper, thumper. Mm-hmm. But in there, you could just have a, you know, martini, a chat. So, regrettably, no mattresses.
What was the vibe there like?
In Heaven in general? Mm-hmm. It was that great mix. It was... you know, there's Cube now, which is the gay and lesbian nightclub, and that's perhaps more, I haven't been there for a little while, but a little bit more of a sort of social kind of more gay and lesbian. This was a real hardcore thumper-thumper nightclub. This is where you'd go and listen to DJs.
Was it the kind of gay and lesbian bar where you had to wear your hottest clothes and your best lycra and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, it certainly was the scene, yeah. But because of being Canberra, there was a lot of... arts people. I remember people would just be wearing, you know, just black tie.
Black tie. To Heaven and dance.
Yeah. And then certainly in the back room bar, there was a lot of, I think there was a lot more of the arts crowd was just in there. But sure, there was shows, drag shows, lesbian shows, you know, people dripping each other with candles, all that kind of stuff. So it was really anything goes.
Were there theme nights?
There were theme nights. And I should mention, of course, that Heaven was managed by the extraordinary Sylvie Stern, who is a matron of the arts in Canberra. And she was very keen to really mix it up and do interesting stuff. And I believe that she'd spent some time in New York in nightclubs. So she was bringing that kind of vibe to this place.
Tell me what it is about Heaven that's so special to you that you've chosen it as your eulogy.
Well, I can only reveal so much because I do want to reveal a lot more on the night, but on Wednesday night. But needless to say, you know, people were met, and you know, one of those people is still around in my life now.
Wow! So, how in a you know, a douche douche club, is it hard to foster and I guess to build new actual relationships, because it's quite easy in douche douche clubs to meet somebody for, say, an evening of magic moments, but quite often it doesn't really stretch out. Or was it the kind of place then that be a little bit of both?
I did have a chat to Sylvie recently, and she's quite excited that the evening I had there has
turned into
elongated. I think 99.9% of people, including myself, were really just looking to have a good time.
Yeah.
Hear some great music, have a bit of a dance. If you meet somebody interesting, that's just a bonus. So I certainly had plenty of times when I just left at 6 in the morning and thought that was a great night. There was just one night that was better than the others.
Why did it close down?
I really don't know. I really don't know. You might have to have a chat to Sylvie Stone at some point. But it did just close suddenly. Needless to say, it was actually 3 years after I kind of moved on to other things. So it was sad to see it go. But I think nightclubs have their time and their place, and
so
moved on.
It was over a period of about 18 months that it was very special to you, wasn't it?
It was actually only a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. It was actually only about 3 months.
Oh, really?
I was going there. I was exhausted by then. That was enough.
Were you going every night or just weekends? Like, how did it work?
It was Friday and Saturday for me. Usually I'd go out with mates, you know, Tilly's pub somewhere.
Yeah.
Have a few cool drinks. And then I'd get on my push bike and ride into heaven.
Great. My guest is Nigel Featherstone. And on Wednesday night, he is going to be part of You Are Here's eulogy for a city. And Nigel is giving his eulogy on Heaven Nightclub. Nigel, you've been in Canberra for a really long time. You've been part of this arts community. Where do you see it at the moment?
Just going gangbusters, basically. I first came here when I was 18, and I'm 44 now, so it's quite a long time ago. Back then, Gungahlin didn't exist. A whole heap of places didn't exist that exist now. And I think what You Are Here is doing is really stoking that youth emerging alternative art scene that was always there, but it's now become much more visible and much more engaging and participatory. So I now live in Goulburn, and Goulburn's now my hometown. We turned 150 as a city this week. Yay us.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. That was all my doing. you know, for Canberra to turn 100, and I think particularly having You Are Here bringing everybody together in this way, in the alternative way, I think it's brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic.
What is the Canberra that, like, when you look out the window here, and we're sitting really in the nucleus of Canberra, old and new, where in the old Fletcher Jones store in the Sydney building, right in the corner, we can see everything going on. When you look out that window now, is there much that's changed since you were 18, just this particular spot?
Well, the magistrates' court didn't exist when I first, you know, was hanging around Civic. But, yeah, lots of places, you know, still exist. You know, Gus's is still going, and Impact Records was a really important place, and now there's just Impact Comics. Mm-hmm. And what to me hasn't changed is the progressive nature of the city, the openness, culturally engaged. I think most people are very articulate and forward focused. And I found that when I came down from Sydney when I was 18, and I think it's still here, and that's a great thing.
Yeah. So now that we're in this building, and this building was, you know, once an iconic part of the city, and now once the festival is finished, it'll be empty again. What would you like to see come in here, do you think? What do you think would be a good... I think I'm going to ask everybody to put on their architect's cap this morning and suggest what they'd like to see in this building.
Well, what I'd love to see in this actual place is basically, I reckon, what's going on now, which is a whole heap of creativity, a whole heap of arts thinking, a whole heap of media, and right where everyone can actually see it.
Yeah.
You know, you're walking around, you might be going for a pancake, you might go to buy some trousers, but pop in here and have a really good arts conversation and have a creative conversation.
And I think you're right, it's a great space. I was here the other night for some theatre, and it's just a beautiful space for theatre too. So you'd like it to stay like this?
I think there's organised arts and there's beautifully disorganised arts. Mm-hmm. And I think that what You Are Here does is sort of just bring together that beautifully disorganised stuff where things just happen. Just weird stuff just pops out of a laneway. And, of course, that's what's going to happen on Wednesday night. And maybe I think I've often say the best thing about Canberra is that it's planned, and perhaps its most challenging thing is it's planned. So to sort of mess all that up a little bit is great. So maybe this could be the home of mess.
I think that's a great idea. There's a balloon on the floor now.
Let's keep the balloon.
Let's keep the balloon until it dies.